This is a podcast from the BBC.
Hello, we're back for another Friday Extra podcast. Remember, we got these jingles made.
Scott Mills.
The Friday Behind the Scenes Bonus Extra Bits podcast with Chris Stark.
Sounds more professional than it really is. But you guys seem to be loving it. Do you know what? I've forgotten how many of these we've actually done. I'm sure it's more than five, but I think it's less than 10. Still buzzing that we got jingles for it, though.
Scott Mills. Chris's Friday Extra Show.
Thanks to everyone who's been in touch. Right off the bat, I'd like to say hello to Joanne in Germany, who messaged me to ask if I could find any excuse to say the word testicles again, because she doesn't really get to hear it that often on Radio 1. Well, there you go, we've just done it now. Hello to Danielle, who says that she takes us with her as a podcast when she's out running. Good luck with the running, Danielle. And hello to Graham in Bedford, who's been in touch to ask, where's James the PI? That's actually a really, really good point. We definitely got to get him back on the show soon. I miss his stories. I think the plan is at the moment, we're just going to wait till James the PI has banked up a few more that we're going to get him on. But anyway, coming up on today's podcast, I'll be honest with you, we haven't got the studio for very long again, so we're going to have to really bosh through it. We're going to be catching up with some people that have got famous on the show this week. We're also going to be answering any of the questions that you guys have been messaging me on social media from the last 7 days. But first, let's catch up with Scott Mills.
Hello there, Chris.
You all right?
I'm very good, thanks.
You're proper busy. Today. Yeah, you're really, really busy.
Yeah, I'm quite busy. I've just done a podcast with Colin Murray.
Another podcast?
On Radio 1. It's called, what is it called? Blood on the Tracks. And it's, I was on with Annie Mack and Paul Sinner, the Sinnerman off of The Chase.
Oh, wow. A lot of podcasts out at the moment, isn't there?
Do you get I mean, literally everyone's got one, haven't they?
Yeah.
I found out that Jesse Ware's got one yesterday.
I'd be interested.
Table manners.
Like, I'm not saying this podcast is particularly strong. It's like by no means as good as the ones we do throughout the week. But there must be some proper crap podcasts out there.
Yeah, God, I was searching through the other day. There's so many.
Mm.
This one is don't do yourself down. This one's good, Chris.
It's fine, isn't it? It's sort of we put it together at the end of the week to keep people happy. Do you ever worry what I'm going to say on this podcast?
Yeah, I do actually, because it feels loose to me. It feels like you. It feels to me like the reins. You feel like the reins are taken off, and just be careful. Yeah.
So you just text me saying you're about to go and do a voiceover for something.
Yes.
When you do a voiceover, do you feel the need to put on a different voice?
Yes, I do. I'm actually sat in the voiceover booth right now.
Oh, describe that for people who don't know really how it works. It's like a tiny little room, isn't it? It's like being in a cupboard.
It's a tiny room, actually quite near where you are. I'm literally on the road. And it's much smaller than our normal studio. And there's just like a little monitor where you can see stuff. You can watch pictures of the thing that you're voicing over. And there's like a really fancy microphone and a pair of headphones and some water, and that's about it.
What I always find funny about doing voiceovers is there's a little red light there. So rather than someone telling you when to talk, what they do is they just flash a little red light, which sort
of tells... it's a green one in this case, but it's exactly the same. Once the light flashes once, that's your cue to talk.
It's kind of odd though, isn't it? Because you sort of stare at the light waiting for it to turn.
Yeah.
And then you're like, and on today's show, it's that sort of thing.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? Like talking for a living. It's like, is that all you do?
It's not really a real job, is it? When you really boil down what it is, it's just talking.
It's been a great week, though. I loved the Jason Derulo stuff. I loved Where Do You Think They Were this week as well.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's been a really, really strong week on the show. All the stuff that kicks off around S Club as well.
You're doing it wrong. No, it's not reach up. No, that's really annoyed me.
Oh, that went mad. Just from, like, your little video that you did at Chichester Uni, with them singing Reach Up for the Stars. Then pretty much all of S Club got involved. Paul, Tina was on, Bradley was on. And then they performed it with the word up.
Yeah.
At their gig in Exeter. I didn't expect it to escalate that much.
Well, Tina from S Club messaged me afterwards and said that her involvement with the show was the most fun that she's ever had. She was only on briefly.
Actually, there was never an up when we normally do it. But I'm not hating it. It kind of gives it, makes it even more perky, if that's possible.
That's quite scary, because I reckon, like, back in the day, what about when you filmed Miami 7? That must have been fun.
This is what I mean. Like, when I was growing up, I always thought everything that he did looked like the greatest job ever, but perhaps it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't as good as we think.
Right, because it was all very sunny and shiny and happy, but maybe in real life that wasn't the case.
And we had Ollie Murs on the show this week as well. Now, he's
forgot about that.
We've had loads on. Now, he's really good value when he's on the show. But then, in a way, what I wish we would do is just leave the mics on for all the stuff that he says afterwards. Because, do you remember, he was on, he just stood there chatting with us for about 10 minutes.
The chat was extraordinary as well. I found out so much about a certain reality TV show judge.
Yes, loads of gossip on that.
Yeah, really interesting.
Really?
I'm going to go do my voiceover, I'm so sorry.
All right. I was going to talk about the gossip, but maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah, go on.
No, we'll do that. We can do that another time. All good. But no, very strong week on the show, isn't it? I think that's fair to say.
Absolutely. I'm going to go and put my voice on now.
All right, yeah, he's lost interest in his podcast. All right, Scott, I'll chat to you. Well, you'll be back on Monday. All right, man. Yeah. All a bit rushed today with Scott. That story as well about reality judge, I probably can't go into too much information, but it's about Simon Cowell. Leave it at that. It really has been a strong week. On yesterday's show, we did another edition of Where Do You Think They Were? Now, in case you haven't heard this, this is where we give you the opportunity to get the best birthday shout-out imaginable. We'll get your favourite pop star on, your favourite Radio 1 DJ, your favourite celebrity to wish you happy birthday. But in exchange, you have to come on with one of your parents or both of your parents, whatever, and listen to them explain how you were conceived. I know, right? Why would you want to do that? But I think the shout-out is a good reward. In case you missed it, here's a clip from yesterday's.
Should I cue the music, Chris?
Yeah, let's cue the sexy music.
All right, Mum, if you would like to take us and your daughter, Becca, through the entire story of how it happened.
Well, it was Millennium New Year's Eve.
Oh, so it's New Year's Eve, what, 99?
That's right, yeah.
Did you know that, Becca?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of excitement in the air.
Yeah, my grandma had arranged a big party at her house. We went down there, me and her dad, we were only 18 at the time as well. And we'd had a couple of drinks, and I'd had this bright idea that to see in the new year, I wanted to be doing the deed as the clock strike.
Becca, are you okay?
No.
What a wonderful idea that to see in a new millennium that you'd...
With a bang.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So this was a sort of pre-planned idea of yours then?
I mean, pre-planned 10 minutes previously. We snuck upstairs at about 11:45, I think it was.
Oh, what room are you going in?
We went in my grandma's bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no. This is not good.
So
just set the scene a little bit more. So everyone was downstairs at this house. It was 11:45, so the music must have been going. Yep.
Yeah.
sort of the noise of everyone having a few drinks and the occasional laughter.
My grandma, my granddad, my dad's downstairs.
Yeah. Everyone's panicking about the millennium bug.
Everyone's wondering what's going to happen. Uh-oh. Robbie Williams is on your... your CD player.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we sneaked into a room and got to it.
This is not okay, by the way, the grandma's bedroom.
I know.
Becca, that's not okay.
No, it's not. It's really not.
I take it by now there's about 10 minutes to go before the clock strikes 12, so to speak.
Yeah, there's not long at all. unfortunately, we mistimed it and ended up finishing well before 12.
It is very tricky to time New Year's Eve, actually, isn't it? Very, very tricky. We've both been in this situation, Scott, when DJing New Year's Eve, slightly different situation, I should point out. But what I mean is, like, you're having to play in the bongs at a very precise time.
It's very hard to get it dead on and precise, you know?
And sometimes you will fire off the bongs early, won't you, Scott? And sometimes you've been in a situation where you've actually fired the bongs off late.
I have.
So let's catch up with the star or victim, depending on how you view it, of this week's Where Do You Think They Are? Hello, Becca.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm better now.
God, what a story your mum said.
Been spoken about a lot since.
It's tricky. How has the reaction been from your friends and family?
I had a lot of messages while it was on air saying that's gross from quite a few people. That's so wrong. My family have been cringing because a lot of them were at that party. So now they know what was happening.
That's true. It really does draw them all in on it, doesn't it? Because, yes, it was a proper family event.
Yeah.
I really did feel for you. I think out of all the stories that we've done on Where Do You Think They Were, yours was probably the most cringy so far.
I don't know whether to feel that as an accomplishment or not.
Yeah, exactly. What did you think of the shout-out?
Oh, that was brilliant. I was nearly crying. I was so happy.
Would you say it was worth taking part on the balance of things, or do you sort of regret it a bit now?
No, I definitely think it was worth it.
Yeah. What's your mum been saying?
She's quite proud of herself.
It's strange,
I think she enjoyed it.
It is strange, isn't it? Because all the parents that we have on this, they all seem to enjoy embarrassing themselves.
Yeah. She has always had a bit of a thing for embarrassing herself. She loves being a laugh. And I think having the opportunity to tell her story, especially one that gives her all of those things, was the best for her.
Yeah. Well, it's tricky for you, isn't it? Because obviously New Year's Eve, and you, I assume, want to be able to enjoy your New Year's Eves from here on in. But this is going to last forever for you, isn't it? You're always going to be reminded.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Do you think anyone has seen your mum in a new light?
Definitely her employees.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. She has her own company. Everyone at work, we always listen to Radio 1 every single day, and we were all there at the time it was on, so they all got to hear it.
So good. Where does your mum work?
She owns a printing company.
Oh, right. Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Which is obviously a bit of a dangerous area to be working in, should anyone get the idea to, I don't know, like print a load of posters with quotes from what your mum said?
Yeah, she has a habit herself of printing things out that people have said in the office that she finds hilarious. I'm sure someone's going to do it back to her now.
What kind of thing has she printed out before?
Not just quotes. My boyfriend also works for her, and when he goes to the toilet, he tends to leave quite a smell, so she put a big warning sign on the toilet door about him to design the whole thing. Warning if Josh has been in.
Your mum is actually amazing.
She's something else.
Well, look, did you enjoy being on Radio 1?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for taking part. And I quite like this. Just, we thought this podcast, at the end of the week, we can catch up with whoever's been on that feature, because you sort of get famous by everyone hearing how you were conceived, which is kind of odd.
Yeah, it's definitely a strange one for me.
Well, look, big love to your mum. Thanks for being such good sports. And for anyone listening right now that is thinking that they might want to take part, but they're a little bit unsure about the fallout and the consequences, what would you say to them?
I would say it's cringy, you'll feel queasy, but the shout-out is definitely worth it. It'll make your birthday.
Yeah, I agree. All right then, Becca. Well, thanks a lot.
Right, thank you.
Cheers, then. Bye.
Matt Edmondson here. Happy birthday. My goodness me, your parents really did party like it was 1999. A night to remember. I mean, normally people don't remember New Year's Eve, but this one has gone down in history because of you. It's a lovely story. You're in the world. So happy birthday.
Hey there, it's Jason Derulo. I'm so sorry to hear what happened to you. But listen, happy birthday.
Hello, it's Maya Jama here. I hope you're good. That was quite a story. But don't forget, it is all natural. We are all made somehow. Anyway, look, happy birthday and have a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant one. I hope you enjoy everything. Everyone's super nice to you and kisses you and hugs you and gives you all the cake in the world. Love ya. Bye.
Last week, I challenged everyone listening to the podcast to come back at me this week with some really nerdy questions. It's my favourite part of the podcast, this, where we get to talk really honestly and openly about everything to do with Radio 1. Last week, it got really, really nerdy, and I believe it's going to continue on that theme this week. Starting with Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
Yeah, really good, thanks, mate. What did you want to ask?
So basically, you know the songs you kind of play when you and Scott are talking?
Mm.
I thought they were all sort of like made-up jingles until I was listening to Riton songs, you know, like Rinse and Repeat.
Yeah.
And this song came on that I'd heard from your show.
Oh, right. Is your nerdy question basically, where do we get the jingles?
Yeah, because I thought they were all made up.
I imagine some of them are songs, but yeah, I think most of them are ones that are just made up by someone for Radio 1. But you raise a really interesting point, Mark, which is that some of the songs that we talk over are absolute bangers.
Yeah.
Like this
so
one.
I've got a suggestion for one.
Go on. No. What's your suggestion?
So it's one that goes, right, you're going to have to enjoy my singing here, but it's like... Dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun. Do you recognise it?
No, so is this a jingle that you want made?
No, it's the one that you guys talk over. I think you played at the start of yesterday's show.
Okay, let me try and find it. Look, I've got a load of ones that we use here. Let's have a look. BBC Radio
1. Oh, no, but that's quite a dirty beat, that.
Yeah, it's not that one, is it?
No.
Let's try this one.
No, but also a good song.
I just love that you love them as tunes.
No.
You sing it?
Okay, I'll try sing it. It goes sort of... Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Do you know what? I'm going to try find it for you next week.
Sweet.
We've got too many, mate.
Okay.
Leave you with this. If you are a fan of the Radio 1 beds that we use, but it's kind of annoying because we talk all over them. So if you like the songs in their own right, I think this is the best one. I genuinely think this song's a banger. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, and what's it called?
So on my screen, it's called... All it says is it's called Bass Bed. Okay?
Yes. Sounds like I'm going to like it.
So I'm not going to talk over the top of this. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds of this just to rave, okay?
Okay.
You ready, Mark?
Yes.
Let's have it!
Let's have it! Yeah, loving this.
You loving it, Mark?
Yes, he's a banger, mate.
I love that he's such a jingle nerd.
Bangers.
All right, Mark, well, look, I'll try find that for you for next week, okay?
Cheers, Chris.
There's like hundreds of them, but I'm sure I'll find it. Did you say it was on the podcast this week?
Yes, so if you go to the start of your Thursday one, it's that one.
All right, we'll figure it out. Well, look, cheers for getting in touch, you massive nerd.
Sweet, mate, cheers.
All right, cheers, mate. Bye, then.
Bye.
Looking at the screen here, though, to be fair, there are a lot of bangers. You never really give them time in their own right, do you? Like this one. Slightly more mellow, isn't it? But we're always talking over the top of them, so it sort of ruins it a bit. This could be the Westlife comeback single, this, with the right words on the top. I would love to do that. I would love to write a song over one of these beds. It'd be like the most nerdy thing to do. I do like that these questions are a bit of a nerd fest, but I believe that Sasha wants to take this in a slightly different direction. We've got time for one more call. Let's do it. Hello, Sasha.
Hiya.
You good?
I'm good. I'm tired. I just woke up.
You've just woken up?
Yeah.
If you're listening to the podcast right now, just to give you a bit of insight, it's about 12:15 on Friday.
I'm a student.
Oh, I see. Okay, so fair enough. Were you out last night?
No, I was just tired.
I love that. Just tired, so I'll just sleep until whenever. Plans
exactly,
for the weekend?
I'm going to a wedding tomorrow.
Nice. I'm going through a stage in my life at the moment where I seem to be going to loads of weddings, loads of stag do's and loads of weddings.
I'm so excited. This is the first ever wedding that I've not actually played at because I play the harp, so I play weddings a lot. But this is the first time I'm going to a wedding that's a friend's wedding.
Should be good.
So, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
Now, listen, you wanted to get in touch to ask me something on the podcast or tell us something about the podcast. I'm not quite sure. What is it you wanted to say?
I always listen to the podcast like every day and every. It always makes me really happy. And I'm just wondering, how do you guys stay so happy like when things are going on in your life? Because you always seem so positive.
Oh, that's such a funny one. Yeah. There's times that you do the radio show where stuff is going on, you know, outside in life, and everyone goes through tricky times. And
yeah,
it can be very difficult sometimes when you then have to go on Radio 1 and be really, really happy and pretend like everything's all right with the world. But then also, I just take the view that you can be honest with people listening about your life. But in the main, we're there to try and cheer people up a little bit. And so maybe you are having a bit of a rubbish time, my hope is that you can turn on Radio 1 and listen to us and feel like you've got a couple of mates there that are just there to give you a little bit of an escape or a little bit of a respite from whatever it is.
You 100% do. Every time I listen to the podcast, like even as I've been going through a little bit of a hard time, it just always makes me really happy.
That's lovely of you to say, Sasha. So thank you so much for getting in touch to say that. If you don't mind me asking, is there something in particular that we've helped you with or how is it from your side of things?
Oh, well, I just suffer really badly from depression and anxiety and I just try to get past that and everything. So I'm always looking for like little escapes to just make me happy and everything like that. And you guys definitely do that. Like I've been listening for so many years, like since I was a teenager and I used to live back home. And it just helps me today.
Oh, that's so good to know. And that's what we always want to be. We just want to be almost like mates to anyone that's listening. We want us to be the kind of good time people. So you're right. Sometimes it can be tricky. And I'm not going to lie. There's been times that I've turned up at Radio 1 on days where really, I've thought to myself, do you know what? I should stay at home. And I've had issues myself. I've had issues where, you know, you don't really feel like you can go and talk about on the radio all the time. But then I've also felt like, go do the one thing that you like doing. And the one lovely thing about this job is that you feel like you can have a positive impact on other people. And that has always been something that's helped me kind of deal with difficult situations that have been going on in my life. It's very hard to talk honestly sometimes. And actually, Sasha, I really owe you for this because it's nice to have the opportunity to be able to talk about another side to my life on this podcast that perhaps I always try and maybe hide away. And I think a lot of people have started talking about this more at Radio 1. I think Greg's done an amazing job as well of getting this conversation going around mental health and about how you look after yourself and your mind and how important that is. And it's something that I think everyone suffers from to a degree. And a lot of the time people might just think that they're the only one that suffers from it. And that's really not the case. I think people would be very surprised how much everyone, to a certain extent, needs help kind of working out stuff in their mind at times.
Yeah, it's something I've suffered with since I was about 16, 17 years old. So I've gotten like, you said I've gotten help and everything like that, but it's still there are still days that I can't get out of bed. But, yeah, it's getting better and definitely like podcasts and stuff definitely help and everything to make me smile.
Look, Sasha, thanks so much for coming on and being honest and sort of forcing me to be honest. I feel...
thank you so much.
No, thank you. It's quite nice being able to help each other.
Yeah, it's always nice.
I appreciate that, Sasha. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Cheers, Sasha. Bye. And that's another Friday podcast done. Hope you've enjoyed. Hope it gives you a bit of an insight into what life is like here on the Scott Mills Show on Radio 1. If you want to get in touch, feel free to drop me a message on my socials. Come on, it's easy enough to find. Instagram, Twitter, just look up Chris Stark. Or you can email us, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Send us your questions and feel free to be as inquisitive or as honest as you like. And we can answer them next week on Friday's podcast. All right, until then, see you then. Bye.
One.
In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds or from wherever you get your podcasts.